The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
On the email, Tyler in Wichita, T95 at home in Wichita. Good morning, guys. Tell that guy who fell in love with Uncle Tug's niece that he fell in love with her after Uncle Tug taught her all his moves in the sack.
Well, she claims otherwise.
He should be thanking Uncle for making her a freak that he fell in love with. I don't know, and Tyler's reading more into that than we are, but I like it, Tyler.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Unless he's got extra information. I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
And John checking in. He's actually a Husker fan. More like 2-8, since we're only going to play Big Ten opponents. He's arguing the 4-8. So.
So
2-8.
You don't get those easy wins at the beginning.
No. I think all college teams will probably be about 1-1 or 2-0 before it's over.
Yeah.
That's probably what's going to happen.
Two and oh is undefeated.
It's sad what it is. You're right, but it's sad that it is.
Yeah, this year is a good argument for including more directional schools in the Power Fives.
Yeah.
Get some of those Northern Michigans in there.
We don't know what's happening.
Southeast Louisiana State.
So the Big Ten's releasing their schedule this morning.
I saw that, yeah.
Which is, I'm sure that'll happen.
Yep. Yeah, they're all kidding themselves. They really are. Which is sad. We could have done the right thing in January, but we didn't. And 160,000 paid with their lives, and more will.
They just said yesterday Rutgers had to shut down their entire football program because somebody had a party.
Right.
And 20, 30 guys from the football team were all there and all tested positive.
Yeah. Craig, pick us up. Make us feel good here, Craig.
Was on this date in 1861 that asshat Lincoln imposed the first federal income tax by signing the Revenue Act.
Oh, the revenueers came to town.
That asshat Lincoln.
Yeah.
That amuses me.
We don't need taxes.
Taxes, schmaxes.
Yeah. Are the Republicans going to claim that? They always claim Lincoln as a Republican. I guess they started the federal income tax.
They always do.
Yeah. Some Colorado State University athletes claim that they have been told to keep quiet about their COVID symptoms or suffer consequences.
Because of money.
But then others are saying that that's just not true. The allegations are part of a lengthy investigation by the Coloradan, where 10 anonymous players and staff allege the school is trying to downplay the pandemic to keep the season alive. An anonymous player told the outlet that coaches instructed the team to not tell trainers if they're experiencing any symptoms, and if they did, they'd lose playing time.
God.
The report claims the football team has been hit hard with the virus, 27 players missing from practice in late July due to COVID, causing the school to voluntarily shut down team activities. Another player says that a teammate experiencing symptoms was able to practice without wearing a mask and didn't want to get tested because he was afraid of missing workouts. The athletic director at Colorado State says that the school is doing what they can to keep the players safe. They deny the athletic department has any say in handling the cases. Other players say it's just not true. The quarterback said, coming from a player with a compromised immune system, I never once felt like they put me in jeopardy. I felt comfortable and safe going through voluntary and mandatory workouts. The allegations are not true.
Maybe the
tight end came out and said, the coaches have done a tremendous job. Player safety at the center. Very inaccurate. So, do what you want to with that story.
No, I don't know. You're right.
I got nothing.
Yeah, my kids,
it's all over.
He's starting high school football right now, and they've been actually having some workouts. When I drive by and try to check it out a couple weeks ago, all the coaches have masks on. The kids don't, obviously, but they test them. The coaches are trying to do the right thing, at least at that level. I don't know about what's going to happen with these major colleges, while the money's involved.
Yeah. I don't know why those guys would be lying about that.
I don't either. I think some guys might have experienced it, some guys might not. Yeah, that's possible.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah. It's a weird lie. It's a weird lie.
Everybody
don't you think?
Knows if there's that many, if there's 20 some odd players that are out because of the COVID. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, right.
That's not a matter of, I didn't see that. That's 20 some odd guys missing.
That's a big chunk of the
team.
But
you know, the quarterback is probably getting special treatment.
Yeah.
I bet you that's a starting tight end. He might be getting special treatment. They might
The quarterback is immunocompromised.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. He says he is.
Oh, believe me, in any kind of major sports, kids are treated better than other kids. It happens all the time in college sports. All levels of sports.
Nevertheless, they're still in the same room many times, and they know when 20 some odd guys are missing. Yeah. They either are or they're not.
Or maybe they didn't tell them. Maybe they're not missing. Maybe they're still there, and they said, don't worry about it. Fight through it. It's a hoax anyway. I told you to pick us up, make us feel good, Craig.
27 players missing from practice July 29.
Oh, then they were sick probably, right? Yeah.
So, I mean, you either if they were missing and the school said, they just went to get a bite to eat.
All right.
You know, that's one thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very badly timed breakfast.
Yeah, it is. But that's really not the, it depends on what the school told everybody.
You said you drove by to see football practice the other day. Why am I picturing like the scene in Varsity Blues with all the dads just sitting up on the hill with a cooler, drinking beer, football practice?
It was just off season stuff. They were just running around out there. It wasn't major practice. They don't let you watch high school practice.
You didn't bring a lawn chair and a cooler.
Well, you can't watch because you might be a spy.
Right,
and all the other dads reliving glory days.
Yeah.
A drone showed up at yesterday's game between the Pirates and the Twins.
I was watching that.
The game was paused
because the Pirates suck.
For a while. This was in Minneapolis at Target Field. They had to pause the game for a while, and then the drone just took off. The players were throwing balls they missed it. Professional ball players suck.
I like when guys just hit drones for no
reason. It's hard to hit a moving object. They're used to throwing at stationary objects. They're good at that.
Yeah.
Did they find the origin of the drone?
I haven't heard that they have. They said it flew off.
Yeah, because I tuned in right at the end of that where they were just saying, we had a little, that's the first drone delay that I've ever been part of.
Yeah, that's crazy. These stadiums are going to have to get bigger drones with nets to catch all the rogue drones.
they're just playing. I watch. I'm still watching some baseball, but our teams haven't been playing. So I have no idea how they're going to make up this game. I don't think they know what they're going to do.
Twins are good this year.
There's a lot of good teams.
9-2. Yeah. They haven't started 9-2 since 2001.
Yeah. Well, you're 9-2 and you only have 60 games. You're in the playoffs.
That's what's going to happen this year. Is the Vikings are going to be good. Arizona State's going to be good.
And they're all going to shut it down.
And then they're going to shut it down.
This is your year.
Well, if that's the case, then I'm fine with all of it.
They are going to shut it down.
Vikings start out 4-0. Kirk Cousins has thrown 20 touchdowns. Season's over.
Chiefs.
Stop it. just shut it down.
How about the Chiefs being 6-0 and looking unbeatable?
Right.
And all of a sudden, shut it down. Yeah. That's Nick.
We're done.
That's on Nick.
We're done.
I'm just glad they slid that in last year. Just before everything happened.
Oh, yeah. The last Super Bowl.
The last one.
They're going to call it that.
An executive at Altria that makes Marlboro cigarettes told the Wall Street Journal that U.S. cigarette sales are now expected to fall by 2 to 3.5% this year instead of
10%,
the previously expected 4 to 6% decline.
People were freaked out.
They say people are maybe smoking more during the pandemic
and drinking more
because they're spending less on travel and entertainment, and they've got more opportunities to smoke. The executive at Altria said fewer social engagements allow for more tobacco use occasions. They also say that the vaping crackdowns benefited the entire cigarette category. They say that people have been switching back to cigarettes from e-cigarettes after the FDA halted the sale of the fruit and mint flavors in the e-cigarettes in an effort to curb the underage vaping. Now, as those restrictions took effect, Altria noted a shift back to cigarettes among adult vapers, particularly those older than age 50.
How about vaping weed? That's up, right, Nick?
It is in my house.
Your house.
I'm kind of trying to get away from that because I read too many scary things about it.
Nick just discovered
about
it.
The vaping.
Yeah.
You can't. You kind of tell when you take a hit that it does. It feels different.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell, and it's very convenient.
Well, I just
that's the part that makes it hard.
Just seen his smile when he said that.
It's extremely convenient. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I've seen them.
I just love the part of that story where, you know, everybody, the vaping crackdown. So they went back to something more socially acceptable.
Cigarettes.
Smoking.
The FDA's always been on board with cigarettes.
Yeah.
There's a gadget. I think we talked about it the other day. You can get a felony for the pen.
Yes.
At least here.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
It's a great state.
And for the animals.
Young people stay.
Yeah. The oil and the edibles are a felony.
In the morning.
In our state. I don't know about about Kansas.
Yeah.
They should change that. We're always on the cutting edge.
Yeah, they're not going to change
that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you got three quarter ounce bag of weed, you're cool.
Move.
Yeah.
Move.
That's a $100 fine.
Move.
And they take your weed.
That's always the worst part.
That's the worst part. 300.
What do they catch you with, 50 milligrams of edibles?
Felony.
I know. What's the charge, though, besides a felony? I know it's a felony. What are they? What can you spend?
Worst case scenario, I think you could go to jail.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, worst case.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You mean say like a high profile case? Like
not necessarily
like the number one morning radio show.
No, it'd probably be.
They'll make an example out of you.
Like a guy who couldn't afford a good lawyer.
That could shut up the.
That's the key right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we can afford. We got good lawyers. We know. We also have a governor that would rather shut us up. And maybe a mayor.
They would really be on board with stopping that. They can't show up to work? Okay.
Yeah.
But again, I have yet to see the state patrol lurking at the Colorado-Nebraska border waiting to bus people. Doesn't happen.
That's why I always got to legalize it, but they have a dumbass governor themselves right now, so they're not going to legalize it anytime soon.
We have a vote coming up.
We do for medical. That's a step. That's a step.
Vote.
By the way, vote.
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 I thought about that, too, because it would legalize the medical, but it would still be, with the pen, would still be a felony?
Yeah, it probably would be.
Probably.
It's not changing any of those laws.
No.
I thought about that. I could just unscrew the cartridge and toss it.
Yep.
You can't really eat that, though. Like, if you got pulled over and you had edibles, you could eat those.
Right.
You can be super big, but you can't eat the cartridge.
No. You can insert it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can eat them, and then you've got 45 minutes to get out of the deal with the cop and get somewhere safe.
Yeah, you got a butthole. Mm. You got a butthole.
Well, you could technically eat the cartridge. I would not advise that you eat the cartridge, but you could. It's small enough.
I'd advise
it
butthole.
It is small enough.
You usually do.
Yes, me, I say.
Across the board. That's the recommendation. Yeah.
Butthole.
Yep. I'm trying to think if edibles and cartridges were available when Colorado first legalized weed. Because all I was shopping for was flower at the time, so I really didn't look around.
That's a good point. Was edibles when it first happened?
That may have been an evolution.
It might have been not as many, obviously. Maybe some little brownies or something.
More
like
prevalent
that.
Now. Right. You know, you go into any shop. If you're allowed to go in, a lot of shops don't allow you in now to shop around.
It's good to know when you make laws against drugs that people just don't do them.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deterrent.
It's been that way since ever.
So I understand that concentrates are possession of a controlled substance.
So felony.
In this state. Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure.
And they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Now.
But drive-in margaritas are fine.
I'm liking that.
I do. Yeah. Drive up, get one, drive away.
And a lot of states are just letting that go.
Right.
Like, just keep it.
That's right.
Even after we're done with all this.
Remember when, like, the last state to allow that originally was Louisiana. You could still get a drive-in margarita. And they said, no, you want road money, all that stuff. You got to stop it. Now, pandemic, back to drinking and driving.
Fire.
Let's go.
Up.
But no edibles.
No.
Checking out the laws, Craig.
Class 4 felony for anything other than flour is what I'm getting in Nebraska.
And I'm not saying tons of delivery stuff, just a small amount for personal use.
Yeah.
Is that a year?
I can't answer that.
All right. Why not?
Wait, the definition of a felony is anything that you could spend more than a year in jail for.
Yeah,
I don't know. And even then, for felonies, you know, people growing and stuff like that, you don't always go to jail for that.
Right.
You can't, if you got a decent lawyer, you know, you can work around that. But still, you have a chance. It's expensive. And it takes a long time to get through it and move on and get on with your life.
Yeah.
Can the drug dog smell the pins?
One way to find out.
You're really
curious. Wow, there's got to be more than one way.
You're really curious, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Butthole. Right.
You can't even smell it when you exhale.
I'll just fart on it.
Dogs all smell buttholes. So there's, hey, nothing. It's just my butthole.
Yeah.
They're not going to dig through that.
Yeah, they're probably. Yeah. Right. Dogs, we know, we smell just like they do. We've got that down. We understand.
But it's sealed up in a little container.
That's meaningless for a
dog. Concentrate.
That's meaningless for a dog.
Butthole.
Yeah, they know what's in there. They know what you're hiding.
Yep.
But if you're carrying bricks of weed, hell, the cops can smell that.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Not always, but the dogs smell things the cops can't, which is why we have them.
Good point.
Yeah.
That's why they got
there's
gigs.
A whole point to that.
Yeah, that's why they got gigs. Good point.
Yeah, there's a whole point to that.
That would be weird if they just had like a cop that had a really good sense of smell. No dogs. We're bringing Jake in, and he just sniffs around. And he's sniffing your trunk, sniffing the tires.
We found a human that smells better than dogs.
That'd be a horrible life, though. You would smell everything horrible. You're that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Brett on the Facebook is proud of you, Craig. You finally found some good news about smoking. Sales are up.
Yeah.
even then, that's not good news about smoking. That's good news for people who sell cigarettes.
Right, right.
But it's something.
It is something.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And a survey that was done by apparently a lot of people that sit at home and have time on their computer.
Yeah.
People were asked what activities they have done in the last month. And in the last month, 21% of us have gone to a bar, restaurant, and sat indoors.
Nope.
About a fifth of us.
Not indoors.
Nope.
18% have gone to a bar and restaurant and sat outside.
A restaurant, not a bar. I've been to two restaurants.
Oh, this is bar/restaurant, outside. So it'd be either one.
Did you sit outside?
Yeah, three different restaurants I've sat outside, and they're not really bars. They're known for restaurants. So, I mean, I wouldn't go to a bar area outside because that I've seen them. I drive past one, and there's just a ton of people walking around all the time.
All drunk.
A restaurant, I'll tell you off the air where they were, and they were all real safe.
Did you have to go and use the bathroom?
But I was outside. One time, but I put my mask on and walked in, but the restaurant was pretty empty inside. Very few people were inside.
Well, in that situation, you have a designated area.
Right.
You have a table.
Right.
And then the other people have another table.
Right, so, right, right,
so
right.
So there's kind of a sticking
and like
to your
I said,
area.
These three places I've gone to all are known as restaurants. They're not like sports bars, you know. Believe me, I was paranoid before my dad died, but I didn't change my opinion. When he died, I changed my opinion. You know where I'm standing.
You had that opinion to begin with.
Oh, hell yes. No. It's just reinforced.
That's not something I need in my life.
Scares the hell out of me. If you don't get me started. Actually, I got myself started.
Okay, so 21% of us have gone to the bar, restaurant, sat indoors. 18% of us to a bar, restaurant, sat outside. 15% of us have gone to a social gathering of more than 10 people.
No.
Nope.
Very few of us, 2%, 3%, 4%, have gone to concerts, live sporting events, or any other event.
Actually, you're right. A baseball game is at more than 10 people, but you were there at this game. People stay away from each other, those things.
Yeah, but that's easy for me.
I know, yeah.
Lifetime, yeah, as our shirts say, a lifetime of social distancing has prepared me for this. And 56% say that they haven't done any of those things.
Good.
3% of us.
That's a national survey, though.
It's a national survey of a lot of people.
You don't care, right?
Right, yeah. And 3% of us prefer not to say. Why the hell do you answer the thing?
Big brother. Yeah.
I'm going to answer this survey, but I'm not going to tell you anything because I don't trust you.
What do you want
to
know?
Yeah, Kyle's got a good point. I'd like to see that a little more isolated.
Yeah.
Like the areas I hang around.
Right.
I mean, I go out to the golf course every once in a while, but that's about as social as I get.
Yeah. Yeah. A new study suggests that some beetles have a peculiar defense mechanism to avoid being killed by frogs. The report published in the journal Current Biology shows that the water scavenger beetle, when eaten by a frog, will climb down the amphibian's intestinal tract and force it to poop the beetle out.
Butthole.
Oh.
Told you.
It is.
Butthole. Always the answer.
All of that stuck to the tape.
So it gets inside and says, you know, only one way out. I'm going back down.
Yeah.
All right.
The study's main researcher out of Japan's Kobe University said he observed the tactic in five different types of frogs, with the effort taking anywhere from 6 minutes to 2 days. The study showed that the beetles' tough bodies might prevent them from being digested as they push themselves out. This research is apparently the first of its kind.
Is there air in a frog's ass?
I've given you the information I have.
Never thought I'd say it this morning when I woke up.
Obviously.
Is there air in a frog's ass?
They're just breathing farts.
Right. About 2 days' worth, apparently.
It's good to know in case we're attacked by giant frogs.
It is. Or regular-sized frogs.
We could get out of a... Well, whatever.
That'd be more difficult.
Butthole.
Just don't stop crawling.
Nope.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.